Okay. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We've been looking at Musabbihat Crescent, which you can see on your screen. We've got seven surahs there. And today we're going to look at Surah As-Saff, which is surah number 61. Now normally, it's actually a good day today because tonight would be the day I would recite Surah As-Saff. I would recite Jumu'ah on Thursday night, which is the night of Friday, and then go over one day of the week with each one. So Wednesday is good for you to recite Surah As-Saff. If you wanted to, you could do it any other day, but it tends to work in this way. 14 ayat. It's a Madani surah. The benefits of recitation, if you want forgiveness, it's safety on a journey. I'll go back here. Forgiveness, it's safety on a journey. And if you wanted the postcode, you remember in Quran City, for every surah we have a postcode. And the postcode is basically the way it chronologically revealed. So 64, 61, 48. So you know 64 was revealed before it and 48 after it. When we finish them, if God gives us life and we finish all the surahs, then we'll see how chronologically it makes so much sense and how it works together this way as well, the arranged order and the chronological order. So if we're going to look at Surah As-Saff and we think, well, what is the focus? The first thing we're going to think about as far as Saff is concerned, everybody knows what Saff is. It is rows. It is people one behind the other. And then more normally, the moment you think of Saff, you think of Salah. Because in Salatul Jama'ah, you have Saff. You have these lines. And in essence, the focus of the surah is a surah where you are in line behind the messenger as the leader. And it is a surah of struggle behind the cause of the messenger. So the first thing you got to think of is these. You got to imagine yourself as the prophet in the front, and we in lines, sort of following the leader, doing what he's doing, which is assisting human beings to reach their full potential. It is also a formula for failure and success. So it will tell us those who refused or who didn't accept divine guidance. It tells us what happened, and it'll give us how to succeed and the reward for it. But if I can put this in a nutshell, the moment you think Saff, think of yourself standing behind, in lines, behind the Prophet and thinking, oh my goodness, I got to help his cause, or how am I going to help other human beings reach their full potential? It's also known as Hawariyun. So besides Surah As-Saff, it's known as Surah Al-Hawariyun because of the last ayah, which talks about the disciples or the helpers of Prophet Isa alayhi salam. And I've already told you about the success, we'll come to it. That's the benefits of recitation. And we've divided it into five sections. So we're going to go over ayah by ayah. The first section is literally declaring the perfection of Allah, or Subhan, or glorification. So, here we go. Don't worry about the first part of this. It's supposed to be separate. It's not together like that. Not quite sure what happened over there. So it's Sabbaha. Sabbaha and Lillahi are separate. Sabbaha Lillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. So whatever is in the heavens and the earth, do the Subhan of Allah. And I'll talk about it in a minute. Wa huwa al-azizul hakim. And he is the mighty. He has total authority. And he is the wise. Now, I've said this before, but I'll repeat it again. Sabbaha or Subhan comes from Sabaha. Sabaha is to swim, so you're perfectly balanced. Sabaha is to swim, so you keep afloat. So in other words, I always keep afloat the greatness, the rahmah, every attribute of Allah, regardless of what happens. The awesome status of Allah, I will never let it go down in my eyes. I will never say, why did you do this to me? Why did this happen to me? I will always see the awesomeness in what he does. Not the awesomeness in what I do, but the awesomeness in what he does. That is why tasbih is so important. The tasbih of Sayyidah Fatimah al-Zahra is given so much importance. That when you do tasbih, it's like 1,000 salahs of rakat. Imam Sadiq says, any problems you have, do the tasbih. And sometimes, and I'm talking about myself, they go, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. But it's not like that. The greatness is because the moment I do this tasbih and I'm saying, Allahu Akbar, Allah is greater than anything or anyone, I'm not really scared of anyone. When I say alhamdulillah, praise and gratitude is for Him. For whatever He does, there's praise and gratitude. And subhanallah, He is perfect in absolutely everything. So He's saying everything in the heavens and the earth does His tasbih, and He is in authority, total authority, He's the mighty, and He's the wise. Now let's look at section 2. He says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, lima taquluna ma la taf'alun? Why do you say that which you don't do? So you do this tasbih, you say la ilaha illallah, but you don't do it, you don't act it. You say in your salah, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ, you and you only are you attached to, and you only do we ask for help. But that's not exactly what you're doing. So this is a follow-up from the first ayah. Why aren't you walking the talk? If you are saying these things, then how come it is not manifesting in your behavior? You do tasbih, but you're not acting it. You're clearly not doing what you're saying you're doing. So this is a wake-up call. Or you will believe, لِمَا تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ? Why are you saying what you do not do? If you do what you are saying, then surely you'd be a different person. And He's talking to each one of us individually, right? If I were to say, وَأُفَوِّذُ أَمْرِ إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ, I hand over my affairs to Allah, He's watchful over me, I'm not handing over. It's that story of the little girl with her doll that was broken. Mom said, take it to the doll hospital. She ran, she took it to the doll hospital, came back with a broken doll. Mom ran to the doll hospital and said, I sent my child there to get the doll fixed. Why didn't you fix it? And the doctor said, well, she wouldn't let go. We can only fix it if she lets go, right? So these are everything goes into this ayah. Now he said, kabura maqtan. It is awful. It is disgusting with Allah, in Allah. And takulu ma la taf'alun. When you say what you do not do, maqt is, in Arab times, they understood this. Because in the times before Islam, if a man died, then his son would inherit his stepwife, his stepmothers. Not his mother, but stepmothers. And he would actually have relationships with them. And Allah calls that maqt. It's disgusting. In the same way, zihar. You all know zihar from Surah Al-Mujadila. When a whole law was changed because of a woman coming to the Prophet and saying, my husband, I have children with him. And now he's saying that he's doing zihar, which means he's telling me that I will have no relationships with you. You're like my mother, but you will still work for me and do everything else for me as well. So he's not leaving her and he's not keeping her as well. So Allah is saying, kabura maqtan indallah. It is that awful for Allah. Like you have inherited your stepmothers as your wives, and takulu ma la taf'alun, when you say what you do not do, it really shakes you. I know you can't go to the beautician, so you've probably got some hair around. When hair stands on end and you're really frightened, that's what this ayah does. Because if everything I do in salah, if I say what I do in salah, if I do what I say, my goodness, it'll be a different personality. And I'm talking to myself here. Now he says what he likes. Inna Allah, because first he told me what he hates. Now he says, Inna Allah, indeed Allah, yuhibbu alladhina, He loves those, yukatiluna, who fight, fi sabilihi, in His way, saffan, in ranks, in rows. I'll come and talk about it in a minute. Ka'annahum, like, bunyanun, like a wall that is marsus. Marsus is something that is held together. Now let's talk about this for a minute. So, he likes those who fight in his way. The moment you say saf, it says discipline. In Salatul Jama'ah, there is precise discipline. How we stand, who we stand with. When we start Salah, we say things after the imam, so on and so forth. We all know the rules of Salatul Jama'ah. So the moment Saf says, he likes those who are disciplined, and as though they are, Bunyan is a wall. A wall is made out of bricks. So not bricks just piled up, but bricks that are reinforced, that are bonded together with the love of the Ahlul Bayt, with the love of Allah and the love of the Ahlul Bayt. The bond between these bricks is Iman. So the Mufassirin tell us that bond is Iman. You could put the Iman as the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt. So he likes it when you are bonded together. We'll go another section here. He likes it soften. He likes discipline. So fighting is not just yuqatiluna fi sabilihi, is going and fighting on the battlefield. But even salah is a fight, because mihrab, haraba, is to fight. So the fight within yourself, I think there's a wonderful saying I was reading the other day about a fight inside between, whether it's the angel and the dog inside of us, or the angel and the wolf inside of us. So a scholar was asked, well, the angel and the scholar, you know, angel and the wolf, who wins? And the scholar said, whoever you feed will win. If you feed the angel in you, that will feed the human being in you. If you feed the wolf in you, that will win as well. It's which thoughts you feed. So safan is discipline. And discipline starts, if you look at every single scholar of ours, read their histories or read their lives. If you look at past scholars, look at present scholars, look at Sistani, for example. If you look at their lives, you know exactly what they're doing at every minute. Because their lives are so disciplined. You know, at Salah times, you cannot but find them anywhere but on their musalla. They will have time for their families. They will have time for their dinners or lunch or whatever. They have time for people. They will have time for their classes. And you will not be moved those classes because they have really got that discipline in their lives. And this discipline is bonded in a community discipline, which is marsus, it's reinforced. If we did not have the Zoom community in lockdown, it'd be quite difficult. At the moment, we here are bonded with Quran. You know, that's our marsus that keeps this bond alive. On my screen, I see 49 squares. To me, all the lines in between these bricks, they're bonded. And that's really what this is saying. The only reason I'm stressing it so we understand what saf is all about. Saf is being like a wall, bonded together with the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt. Now, section 3. He's giving an example. He's saying, and the example is of the Bani Israel. Now this is the first of their prophets, Prophet Musa. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ. And Musa, when he told his people, I need you to focus on the words and see what happens. Because you have in the next verse, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. Just keep that in mind. He said, يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. Musa said, يَا قَوْمِي. Oh my people. لِمَا تُؤْذُونَنِي. Why do you hurt me so much? Why do you cause me pain? Why are you giving me so much trouble? He's telling his people. وَكَدْ تَعْلَمُونَ. And you know, أَنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ. That I am the messenger of Allah to you. You saw so many miracles. You saw so much. Why are you still giving me so much trouble? But Allah says, فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا. When they turned away, when they deviated, أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. Allah moved their hearts away. Now that is a natural consequence. If I move away from something, my heart will move away from it. I have to give it attention. If I don't give it attention, it will move away. You know, if you don't give the Qur'an attention, you will not be able to connect to it. If we don't give the community attention, as we are doing, whether with Zoom or a majlis or whatever, we will slowly get used to this. My home and me and myself. I mean, I don't know how you're thinking, but I'm thinking, go back to the mosque, my goodness, what's going to be like? Are things going to change? Are we going to be exactly as we were? Or are we going to give priorities to something that will make a difference? I don't know. All I'm trying to say is whatever you move away from, your heart will move away from it. If you don't see someone for a long time and you don't connect to them, then the connection moves away from your heart. You learn to live without them. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَحْدِي الْقَوْمُ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Allah will not guide a people who have transgressed, who have crossed the line. Now we come to the last of the prophets that were sent to Bani Israel. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ. When Isa ibn Maryam said, يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. He didn't say, يَا قَوْمِ. You can only be part of a community if your father comes from that community. He did not come from that community because his father did not come from that community. He didn't have a father. Notice in Quran. Please look up Quran. All the messengers. Look what they said. So he says, وَإِذْ قَالَ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ Oh, the people of Israel. You know, within the Jewish tradition, you can only become a Jew if your mother is a Jew, right? You know that? They have this tradition amongst them. That's their tradition. Quran says completely different. He said, إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ I am the messenger of Allah to you. مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ I am bringing you the truth between my hands. Look, I know exactly what you've got. مِنَ التَّوْرَاتِ I can quote to you the Torah. وَمُبَشِّرًا I give you the good news. مُبَشِّرًا Of Rasulin, of a messenger. يَعْتِي مِنْ بَعْتِ Who will come after he, after me. إِسْمُهُ أَحْمَدْ His name will be Ahmad. Ahmad is mentioned once in the Quran. Muhammad is mentioned four times. Ahmad was the name given to the Prophet by Abu Talib, which means the most praiseworthy, the one who was praised in the heavens. Muhammad was named, was given by Amina, obviously inspired by Allah, but he is the one who's most praised on the earth. Muhammad on the earth, Ahmad in the heavens. It's absolutely amazing. So anyway, he's saying his name will be Ahmad. But when he, فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ When he brought the Bani Israel, absolutely clear proofs, clear arguments, قَالُوا, they said, هَذَا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ This is magic. He could bring people back to life. He cured the sick. But they said, this is magic. Anything we don't understand, put down to magic. And the same thing happened to the Prophet. So what, here you and I are told that when you turn aside from something, your heart will turn aside as well. Number two, even you don't understand something, don't hand it over to magic or don't ascribe it to magic. There may be something else to it. Okay, now we come to our failure and our success. So this is the failure, the injustice of those who cover up the truth. So Allah says, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ Who is more unjust than the one who makes up a lie against Allah? وَهُوَ يُدْعَى إِلَى الْإِسْلَامِ And he is invited to submit. So in his heart, he knows submission is the right place, but he's not doing that. He's making up a lie against Allah. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَحْذِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ And Allah does not guide an unjust people. The whole ayah is about zulm. وَمَنْ أَزْلَمَ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَحْذِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ Two types of zulm. One to oneself. That's why you have Ayatul Kareema. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ Zalimin. And the other is zulm to human beings. I do zulm to myself when I do not understand who I am and I am who I'm not. So I pretend to be who I'm not. Same, this surah started off like this. Why do you say what you do not do? Bima taquluna ma la taf'alun. That is zulm to oneself. Why are you saying what you do not do? If you're saying you're a Muslim and you're saying you believe and you're saying you believe in the Masumeen then and the Quran, then why do you not know it? So that zulm to oneself. Zulm to others, that's self-explanatory, where I commit injustice to somebody else. So that's one aspect of failure. Second one, yuriduna, what do they intend to do? By doing this zulm, what do they intend to do? Yuriduna, they want, liyutfi'u, that they put out nur Allah. That they extinguish the light of Allah. If you look at Surah At-Tawbah, and that's a surah I've been doing at the moment, because that's the one I'm focusing on. And funnily enough, this is an ayah I looked at this morning, which is 9:32. He says, يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُطْفِئُ نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ They desire to put out the light of Allah with their mouths. وَيَأْبَى اللَّهُ إِلَّا أَنْ يُتِمَّ نُورَهُ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. But Allah will perfect His light, even though those who cover up the truth do not like it. Same thing here. It's exactly the same thing. يُرِيدُونَ, they wish to put out the light of Allah. Any manifestation of Islam is the light of Allah. A mosque is Nurullah. Quran is Nurullah. Wearing an akik ring is Nurullah. Anything that manifests Islam is Nurullah. And Allah is saying they wish to not manifest that at all, not say it at all. So even Salamun Alaikum is Nurullah. You're manifesting the fact that you are a Muslim. So Allah is saying they wish to destroy all that, but Wallahu Mutimmu Nurihi. Allah will complete His Nur. Walau kariha al-kafirun, even though those who cover up the truth do not like it. I'll just give you one example that might make you smile. I remember a while ago there was a teacher who wore a niqab in school, and there was a court case, and she wasn't allowed to wear it. And the Prime Minister of this country called her a letterbox because she was wearing a mask. I'm not saying the pandemic is good, but today the same person who called you the letterbox is wearing a mask, right? Social distancing is what Islam is all about. Closing of pubs is what Islam is all about. So whatever you try and do to put out that light, I thought it might make you smile a bit. So whatever you want to put out that light, it will come back and it will manifest itself. Okay? So he says, وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ, it will come back, even though those who cover up the truth do not like it. That just stands in my head so much. هو الذي, so what did he do? أرسل, how did he do it? How did he make it manifest? It is he who sent the messenger. Okay, there we go. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى. It is he who sent the messenger with guidance. ودين الحق, and a deen and a way of life that is truthful. لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّ, it will take over, it will be manifest over all other ways of life. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ, even though those who ascribe partners to Allah do not like it, whether they like it or not, it will take over, its truth will manifest itself. And we read this in Ramadan all the time, as part of the dua that we read. So, the formula for failure is doing dhulm to oneself by not doing what we say and then doing dhulm to others. It's the same thing, not doing the responsibilities that we have to other people. The dhulm is also when we try to cover up the manifestation of Islam. I'm going back many, many years. These days you have these wonderful Japanese toilets that wash you properly. But I remember many, many years ago, when there were people from who are not Muslims who came home, people would hide their washing up, what do you call them, lotas, in the bathroom because they didn't want anybody to see it because they thought it was shameful to wash your bottom. And it's really crazy. And this is exactly what it's saying. We tried to cover that up. I only want to bring some lightness into it so you understand what this is trying to say. Okay? So the messenger brought the formula for success. So what is the formula for success? Here we go. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Hal adullukum. Shall I show you the way? Dalla, show you the way. Ala tijaratin, into a business. Tunjikum, which will give you najat. Tunji is from Najat, right? Which will rescue you from a painful punishment. Now, it's a no-brainer. If somebody told me, do you want to be rescued from a painful punishment? There can be nobody in the universe who will say, no, I don't. So he's asking a question. Do you want a business that will save you from a painful punishment? He says, yeah, absolutely. He says, number one, تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. Believe, trust in Allah. Amana is to trust. Iman is to trust. Trust in Allah. وَرَسُولِهِ, number two, trust in His Messenger. وَتُجَاهِدُونَ, and do jihad, strive, try your heart, فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, in the way of Allah. What is that? Strive to ensure that everybody else, including yourself, reaches your full potential or reaches their full potential. And strive, بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ, with your wealth and yourselves, whatever you can do. to be your best, to ensure that other people are at their best as well. So you start with yourself and you go further with everything you have and yourself. And it says, ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ, that is better for you. إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, if only you knew. So basically three things, تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, and then just strive, just keep on working, don't stop. And then he tells you what he will do. He says, يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, the moment you do that, he'll forgive your sins. الْغِفَار, you know, is that covering you wear. غَفَرَ, to cover. He will cover all your sins. وَيُدْخِلْكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ, you will enter these gardens, تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِي الْأَنْهَارِ, which will have rivers underneath. Oh my goodness. And then he will give you وَمَسَاكِنَ تَجِّبَ, beautiful houses, really lovely houses. فِي جَنَّاتٍ, in this garden. أَدْنٍ, Eden comes from Adn. Nobody will take it away from you. I'll be perpetual. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ, and that literally is the greatest of achievements. So the greatest of achievements is if I'm able to strive with my wealth and myself in achieving my full potential, which is اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. And then he said, okay, some a little bit more. وَأُخْرَى, and another thing, تُحِبُّونَهَا, that you will love. Say, okay, what am I going to love? In this world, نَصْرٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ, he will give you help. He will give you help. Now, when you read Badr, whether you read Uhud, whether you read any of these battles, anyway, I'll pick on Badr in particular. You find the help of Allah. You read Conquest of Makkah, help of Allah. We did Hashr. If you remember in Hashr, there's these Muslims standing outside these forts. And Allah says, it was me who went in and put terror in their hearts. So you want help? He says, just strive in His way with your wealth and yourselves. So you will get Nasrun min Allah wa Fathun Qareeb, and you will win. Victory will be near you. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and give good news to the believers. I think it's phenomenal. And then the last ayah. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe, كُونُوا أَنْصَارَ اللَّهِ, he says, be helpers of Allah. How do I help Allah? I mean, He doesn't need any help. He needs help by assisting humanity to reach his or her personal best. Sorry, I don't seem to change this. Okay. Kunu ansar Allah. So, become helpers of Allah by assisting humanity to reach their personal best. Leave the world a better place than what you found it in. Kama, like, Kala, like, Isa ibn Maryam. Like Isa ibn Maryam said, Lil Hawariyun, to his disciples, Man Ansari Allah, who will help me in the way of Allah? Qal al Hawariyun. So the Hawariyun said, Nahnu Ansarullah, we will help you with Allah. So what happened? So he says, Fa amana ta'ifata min Bani Israel, a party of the Bani Israel believed. Wa kafara ta'ifatun, another party covered up the truth. Kafara, like I told you, is to cover up. A farmer is one who does kafara, who covers seed up under the earth. فَأَيَّدْنَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا عَلَىٰ عَدُوِّهِمْ, so we helped those who believed against their enemies. فَأَصْبَحُوا ظَاهِرِينَ, and sabaha, so you see, they became apparent. So they became uppermost. You could see who won. It's not like you didn't see who won. And I take you back to the Battle of Ashura and Battle of Karbala. When you look at the apparency, now you know who won. But at that time you didn't see it. But he says, we will make it apparent. We will make the win apparent. So let's go back and sort of look at all the sections. So go back again. In essence, this is a surah of struggle. I started off by mentioning that. I said it was a struggle. The moment you think self, you're thinking struggle behind the cause of the messenger. And then the surah tells you what is failure and what is success. So we started off by declaring the perfection of Allah. So the first thing he's saying is, it's a musabbihat. So you know what it's saying? And it's saying, سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Everything in the heavens and the earth declare their perfection just by being. If you look at a flower, just by being what it is, it has perfection in itself. If you look at an animal, just by being and doing what it's supposed to do, it is perfection in itself. Second section tells me, well, why don't you walk the talk? Why do you say things that you do not do? So really, really straight thing that he says. And he says, I hate it when you do that. I hate it when you say something and then you don't do it. So when you pray and you're saying all these things, why are you doing this? You're saying, رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Have mercy on my parents like they had mercy on me when I was little. And then you're shouting at them. رَبِّ اجْعَلْنِي مُخِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي رَبَّنَا وَتَخَبَّلْ دُعَاءً. Make me and my children those who pray Salah, but you're not praying yourself. So what are you going to do? So all these things, he's just telling me and you to think. And he's saying, it's so disgusting to me. It's just like when sons inherited their stepmothers. And then he's saying, this is what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to have discipline in your life. And your discipline will only come if you become a community. If you become a wall, a community that is bonded together with some cement, marsus. And your cement must be the Qur'an and the Ahlul Bayt. Iman is your cement. That's how it's going to be bonded. You can't do this on your own, whether you like it or you don't. This is not an Englishman's castle where you live on your own and you do things on your own. It's not going to work. Now he says, I'll give you an example of the Bani Israel. See what they did? He says, don't be like them. Because when Prophet Musa was sent to them, they moved away. They moved away, you know, they turned aside. So their hearts turned aside as well. Remember how they didn't even want to cross the sea in one go. They said, we want different roads for different tribes. If we're not Khoja, we're not going to live together, okay? We need 12 different fountains of water to drink separately from. We can't have the same waters as the Iranis and the Pakistanis. Sorry, all of you are United Pakistani, love you like bits. But all I'm trying to say is trying to say, you're one, your Iman is one. This is what they did. Don't do what they did. And then when Isa comes and he says, look here, apparent signs. Look at the miracles. They said, this is magic. Don't put it down to magic. Okay? Section 4. So now we come to the injustices. Right, so you've got the right page here. So the injustices, what do? They told lies. They told lies against Allah. They actually made up lies and they did injustice. And then he's saying, and remember in that verse, ayah 7, there's injustice. Injustice against themselves, injustice against Allah. Very often, and I look at myself, we do things because we say, manasus hukesi. If I don't do this, what will people say? If I don't go to this place, what? It's nothing about, it's about me, me and me at the end of the day. So he's saying don't commit injustice against, failure is committing injustice against oneself and against other people. The second bit we looked at was yuriduna liyutfa nurullah. Any manifestation of Islam and they want to cover it up. And he says Allah's light will persist, whatever you want to say. And then finally, the section of success. And it's quite easy, that's really beautiful. He says, if you want success, believe in Allah, tu'minuna billah, wa rasulih, and his messenger. Manifest that belief by striving with whatever you have to reach your personal best. And that's better for you if only you knew. And in the two ayahs that tell you what you will get, all these wonderful houses and Jannah and yakfir lakum zunubakum and all the rest of it. Incidentally, if you get two people together, you get a house in Jannah. You know that? Maybe it'll inspire you to join Cupid. And then the last one is, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Be like the Ansar of, become the Ansar of Allah, become the helpers of Allah, like the disciples of Isa ibn Maryam. And if you look at the disciples of Isa ibn Maryam, and I'm not going into the Bible or whatever it is, you will find these disciples, they did the tabligh. They spread the message of Isa. Wherever they went. Many of them were persecuted. Read about history and you'll see what happened to these disciples. I'm not talking about the one who was put on the cross. I'm talking about all the others. They went around the world and they spread the message. In other words, they gave people hope. They made people understand what righteousness was all about. So, in essence, that is what Surah As-Saff is, a beautiful surah. And that's where we are.